Power Nation. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Whenever, wherever you are connecting, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. Today is a very special anniversary. Very, very, very special. One which I hope we celebrate, as long as time stands, through the millenniums, as they say. I'll briefly discuss it a little bit later. It's Constitution Day. Today's anniversary, I think, 230 years ago? If I did my math right, 32 years ago. 232 years ago, the Constitution was basically ratified. Benjamin Franklin came out of the hall there and was asked, "What have you given us? A republic if you can keep it," was the reply. Of course, the promise was that a Bill of Rights would come. A Bill of Rights came a couple of years later and then finally ratified completely 1791 with the Bill of Rights, taking the Charter, Declaration of Independence, the reason we fought, everything, the Constitution, the greatest, without question. I don't think anybody with any sense at all, unless they are Mao Zedong's grandson or something, would argue that the greatest political document we have seen in millennium is the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. I don't think anybody would argue that. Maybe Beto O'Rourke would. I don't know. They may have different attacks on it and want to change it. They will not come out and openly degrade it until recently. And that's one of the things that concerns me. Anyway, great broadcast today. Catherine Austin Fitz, she's one of the sharpest people out there. She worked in presidential administrations, assistant secretary of housing, which is a very complicated position, actually. There's so many factors involved with that. And she's an economic advisor now, and again, just extremely sharp. We're excited to have her on. Briefly, Ray and Dean from Silver Botanicals, they'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour, talk about the greatest natural deodorant there is, aluminum-free. And I don't think anybody thinks aluminum is good for us in our bodies, do they? I don't know, unless you're a vaccine doctor, maybe. They seem to not mind it. But other than that, why would you want a deodorant? There you go. Uncle Kevin is going to be here to discuss the news. Good morning, Uncle Kev.
Good morning. Great to be here. And a great, 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 great day in America 232 years ago.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. We got quite a bit of news to cover, and we'll mention the Constitution Day a little bit later. Let's get straight to what's the top story. I don't know if this is the most important. It's certainly the top story is what's going on in Iran, or what didn't go on in Iran, with these Saudi oil fields. What is your initial reaction? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not sure, if you haven't seen, some oil fields were destroyed somehow, we're told. I mean, I don't even know how to quantify this. A big part of Saudi's oil fields and their supply, supposedly 5% of the world's oil reserves, was cut. Oil ballooned, absolutely exploded. I think it's the largest one-day spike ever, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but it's certainly massive. And now everybody's scrambling, trying to blame Iran for it. That's basically what we've seen. What do you have to illuminate us on this situation here, Kev?
I'm in the dark. Like everybody. There's only two people. There's only two factions that know who did it, I think. And that's the Saudis and the United States. And mum's the word. They know, the Saudis know who did it, because they got at least 400 cameras all around the oil field. So they'd be able to see the missiles come in, know who made them, but nobody's saying a word. It just doesn't make sense that Iran would go ahead and bomb the field.
Well, I was
they don't want war.
Well, I was with my aunt and cousin yesterday, and we were listening to Fox News, and that's an hour of my life I'll never get back. Fox News is just getting—they're just getting worse and worse.
They're horrendous.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go. What has it been, about 10 days or so? Trump was supposed to meet at Camp David with representatives from the Taliban. Why does this connect? I don't know. They seem to, though. It's supposed to be a relatively peaceful meeting where we're going to negotiate some sort of, hey, let's stop killing each other in the Middle East, Syria, whatever. The meeting was canceled, if you remember. I think this is very important because supposedly the Taliban bombed some faction there in the Middle East. And so he canceled.
Yeah, a car bomb. He killed an American.
And so he canceled. So Trump canceled the meeting. The question 10 days ago or 12 days, whatever it was, is the same question I have now. Why would the Taliban, or at least the leadership of the Taliban, I mean, maybe it was some secondary aspect of it, why would they sabotage these peace talks and really, I think, extremely positive? Why would they sabotage that? That's the same question I'm sitting here asking about Iran. Why would Iran, with the position they're in, Trump certainly seems willing to talk to them and negotiate some kind of deal unilaterally, yeah, not some world. Why would they do that? Do you have any idea? I mean, is there any reason?
No, there's nothing. They have everything to lose and nothing to gain. They want the sanctions off big time. It's hurting their population tremendous. Those sanctions are tearing their country apart. So they want them off. And it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That not one sense.
So well,
who would do it? Who's next in line that would benefit from it?
Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia certainly would.
Yeah.
Now, I was very troubled yesterday in this time that I was watching Fox. They had a report. Trump came out and basically was like the Saudi Arabia's best friend. He announced some deal. Saudi Arabia. So every time they screw up, Saudi Arabia messes up or attacks Yemen or kills innocent people in Yemen. As long as they buy some more missile defense systems, everything's fine.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's what it seems like. So Trump basically saying we're very good friends with Saudi Arabia and we feel like we know basically who did this and you know, we're locked and loaded and we're gonna get to the bottom of this. When did we become so friendly with? When did we become Saudi Arabia's best friend?
We used to be when we used to get all the oil from them, but we don't need them anymore. So they out of that area. That's just a hornet's nest that we don't belong in there.
Well, Saudi Arabia, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you're aware, they attacked Yemen. It's been a disaster. United Nations has declared, I think, the biggest humanitarian disaster in the world right now. I believe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Are they looking to save face? Look at what these Houthis are like, the Viet Cong of the Vietnam War. The Houthis are like the Viet Cong of today in the Middle East. Are they saying
right,
the Houthis bomb these?
Fields? That's what some people are saying. Yeah, 100, what are those cruise missiles apiece? 1.5 million to 3 million apiece. And some little factions gonna have those. I doubt it very much. I doubt it very much.
I have heard everything. Well, it's a drone you could buy at Best Buy.
I heard that too.
I've heard it's a drone anybody could have bought, all the way up to it's, you know, a Patriot missile. I've heard everything. I haven't heard any concrete, solid information on this, and I've been looking.
Yeah,
just speculation.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. No, and they the one guy I heard with the little drone with the camera on it, they put a pound of thermite on it so it'll burn into the. That's feasible. I mean, it's feasible.
The question still remains out of all this. I don't know where this is going. I'm very troubled. The talks with Taliban, not that I'm, you know, feel like we need to cater to the Taliban, but hey, well, at least we're moving. I felt like we're moving in a positive direction. That was canceled because all of a sudden they just decided to do a car bomb. Very convenient. It doesn't seem in their best interest. Now, the same thing here with Iran. Are we gonna bomb Iran now? What? Where do you think this is going?
I hope nowhere. That's what I hope. I don't think Trump wants to go in there and do anything. So I think he's not gonna get messed up in the Middle East. That's just insane. That's my feeling.
Well, so don't you think supposedly we're best friends with
Saudi Arabia.
Arabia.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. So,
he might
be pumping Saudi Arabia. Yeah. You need to buy more weapons from us. I have the opinion of K2 on the Day the Earth Stood Still. Remember that movie, Dan?
Anyway, what? Go ahead. What about it?
If you can't obey, if you can't get along and not fight and whatever, you will not exist.
What does that
threaten
mean?
Us.
You mean you talk about Iran? You talk about Iran?
Yeah. Iran, yeah.
That's just, that's just propaganda. That's just rhetoric. They have to rattle their chain just like we have to rattle our chain in America, or rattle our cage in America. They're not behind the scenes. They're not, they're behind the scenes. I would bet dollars of donuts. They're going to the, we did not do this. Please, for the love of God, what in the world? Do not pin this on us. What in the world are you talking about? We did not do, we did not.
Yeah, I agree. And they're bowing to our representatives. We didn't do it. We didn't do
it. We didn't do it. We didn't do it. Please, please, for the love of God, we did not do this.
Yeah, I got my Koran right here. I'm putting my hand on the Koran. We didn't do it.
We did not do this. It was Susan Lindauer. Remember, she's talking about 9/11 and going to, and Iraq was like, we didn't do this. We'll buy trucks. How many trucks you want us to buy? How many? You want us to buy a million trucks? We'll buy a million trucks. We did not do this. Please, for the, we did not.
That was an incredible story.
I think that's what's going on. But we went into Iraq too and we bombed it. Are we going to see, there's a lot of sleeper cells in America. This isn't, what do you think? Let's move on to the story. Last question. What are the chances you think Iran really did this to try to stir things up and show some semblance of power, in this, in whatever negotiation this is? What percentage do you think that that's really possible?
20% maybe.
Yeah, I was saying 10 to 20%. That's what I said. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Hong Kong protesters form human chain as government offers concessions. The government
is backing
up.
They have to do all five. If they don't do all five, they're not going to quit, those protesters. God bless them. God bless those people.
Yes. China has backed off and has said, well, we won't do the extradition. And they said, well, you know, we really want some other things now, too.
we don't
trust
all
you.
Five or none.
Or nothing. So they're still protesting.
And they're at a stalemate right now. So that's good.
This is a story a few days old. Students walk out of Mississippi school in protest after prayer group told it may no longer meet during class hours. A not school sponsored, basically it's a club. They're just using the school as, you know, a meeting place. We're students. We have a club. We're going to meet and they have prayer groups. Well, they've done this for, you know, quite a while, years, I believe. And now the school says, well, you can't do that anymore. And the students said, that's it. We're walking out. God bless these students. Get everybody to walk out. We're not going to your atheistic school. Who are you? What in the world? What are you? Mao Zedong now? That's the second time I've used his name today.
Did you see the cheerleaders? I forget what state it was in. The school told them, bring something to the football game tonight that's patriotic. So they brought a MAGA hat and Make America Great.
Oh, wow.
Big sign, Make America Great again. And they got put on probation. So we'll see where that goes.
Wow. Out of The Guardian, very important story. This is Edward Snowden. This is his quote. I was very much a person the most powerful government in the world wanted to go away. Snowden, his memoirs are coming out. This is a very compelling story. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to read any of these news stories in more depth, thepowerhour.com, go to news. He says he was basically the person who let out to the world that the government is listening to everything you do on all these devices and is tracking everything. So that was, no longer could you argue, well, what are you talking about? That was, he made it perfectly clear with all the evidence for everybody in the world. Okay. Now he's saying the new threat is artificial intelligence. And now we're having other people saying, I mean, even very crazy things or seemingly crazy that, this new AI has the potential to call forth quote unquote entities, almost like demonic situations. And I mean, I don't want to go too far there, but people are saying this. So there's a story for The Guardian. Edward Snowden says the new threat is AI. Quite a story.
Yeah, we don't want no AI opening any portals letting through demons, I'll tell you that.
No, like Stranger Things, like that show on Netflix. It's like,
my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take two aspirin and call.
We got enough problems down here.
Take two aspirin and call me by my pronouns. That's the name of this article out of Wall Street Journal. The American College of Physicians says its mission is to promote, quote, quality and effectiveness of healthcare, but it stepped out of its lane recently with sweeping statements on gun control and also on pronouns and gender, quote unquote, it's not even gender equality anymore. It's spectrum, gender spectrum identity. The medical schools are now not teaching, you know, your left your hip bone's connected to your knee bone and all that. They're now teaching gun control and proper quote unquote gender identity pronouns. So there you go. There's your tuition.
Yeah, you are not male or female anymore. You are whatever.
Androgynous. Yeah, whatever you decide.
Yeah. You're now Ziggy Stardust.
The British Broadcasting Company tells primary school children, or this is from the BBC. This is in, yes, BBC tells primary school children that there are over 100 genders as part of its Teach video series. So this is like, it's almost like public television, not like, it's very similar, public television here, and they have these shows like Sesame Street, okay? Everybody knows that's, it's almost like a government institution of learning in America. Well, BBC has series like that, this Teach video series. In this series, they're teaching children that there are over 100 genders.
That's
wow.
Insane.
Wow. It is insane. Now,
they should be locked up.
It's been a few days since. We haven't talked since the Democratic debates.
No.
And it's Constitution Day. And I'll maybe say a little bit as we come back from the break. But this is the biggest story in the world. It's bigger than the Iran story. But not bigger, more important. That's what I should say. It's not bigger. The biggest story is Iran. Although on Fox News, after they talk for 30 seconds about Iran, then they talk 5 minutes about Brett Kavanaugh. Just right on time, let's talk about Brett Kavanaugh when the biggest question in the Middle East is who bombed the Saudi oil fields. Anyway, I digress. Getting back, see, all these events come and then you forget and things pass and you forget the most important thing. The most important story we have seen over the last few days, to me, without question, not even close, especially today is Constitution Day, is the Democratic candidates. This is a major political party in the United States of America openly calling, not even bashful about it, not hiding around it, not hem-hawing about it. We will take your guns. We will, Beto, he even said,
yeah.
Heck yeah. He didn't say heck, but, you know, hell yeah, we will take your AR-15s. That's his words.
I'd like to see that pointy-nosed, beady-eyed, pencil-neck geek try to come and take mine. I'll tell you that.
I don't think it would go very well for him. I don't think so.
No.
What is this? You know, getting past the anger and the vitriol and the, you know, whatever patriotic sentiment or independent sentiment arises up in you and causes you to form a resistance. Let's just back away from this for a second. I want to ask you, how important, what does this say to you? What does this mean to you?
That just means hold on to your guns even more. Do not ever, ever, ever give them away. Anybody who turns in their gun, he needs to go to a shrink because he's mentally ill. I'll tell you that. Anybody who does that.
Well,
in the face of looking around the world and see Cambodia, they took the guns and 3 million people died. Stalin took the gun and 30 million people died.
Hitler
took the gun, 40 million. China, 80 million. You got to be out of your mind to give up your gun.
Well, I always, again, this is Constitution Day, so maybe I'll say this right now. The greatest political document we have seen, at least since the Ten Commandments and Mosaic Law. And maybe I won't say it's greater than the Mosaic Law. That's the wrong word. It's a little different. They're very similar on their importance. But it's the greatest political document we've seen, at least since that point. And why? The essence of who you are, the questions of who am I, what is my purpose, what is my place in this world? These are some of the most profound and important questions that there are. Religious, whatever. Politics have for centuries has seemed to want to intrude into that area of people's lives and to answer those questions for them. In the late 1870s in America, a fervency, a religious fervency, the idea, the concept that God had created me, I am responsible to God and none else, and that government can't take that place. That spirit of independence rose up to the point where the Declaration of Independence was written, penned by Thomas Jefferson, the most important political paragraph we've ever seen. It's akin to scripture. You should fold it up, ladies and gentlemen, print it, and then put it in your Bible somewhere, because it is cements and solidifies and protects everything that you value about the scriptures and all these valued morals. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That means can't be leaned, can't be borrowed, can't be bartered. You can't even give them away to where you can't get them back. You can agree to them away, but then you should be able to take them back at any time. They're unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then it continues, government's only purpose is to protect these rights. And that people have the right and the duty, not only right, the duty, when they see these intrusions on these things, that they stand up and resist them. That is the American sentiment. The fulfillment of that, the miracles of the American Revolution, we've talked about them. We have a lot of new listeners, so this is not, for many people, maybe this is a little new. We have focused on this probably more than just about any show of our size or greater that is out there, and have hit this home, and have tried to hammer this home, and tried to believe this. The ethic, the moral ethic, the American ideal and concept is that you are endowed by God, by your creator, something different outside this world, bigger than humanity, bigger than governments, that gave you the ability to act and live your life. The Constitution is not to form a perfect government. They barely could do that. That was in the 1770s. Late 17th, they could barely agree on that. That was back then. You've heard the politicians say if the Bill of Rights was up for debate right now, there's no way it would ever pass. We know that. It was a miracle. It was nothing short of a miracle. And now, the idea that you don't have the ability to make a decision to arm yourself or not, and the Democratic Party are calling for this. This is treason, traitorous. It is disgusting. It is a clear clarion signal that the government is your enemy. There you go. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. More news at thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned. Ray and Dean will be here. We'll talk a little more announcements and Catherine Austin Fitz. So thanks, Kev.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, thepowermall.com. Of course, if you're a long-time listener, short-time listener, you know all about it, the great products that we have and we offer. We've made a big commitment to you guys that we're going to have the products, we're going to up our service level, we're going to ship them right out to you, and you've responded, and we appreciate it. That's what keeps us here and the great guests that we have. So thank you so much over at the Power Mall. A couple of announcements. One, there's a vaccine boot camp promotion that we are sponsoring here and that we want to promote and we want to make you aware of. Of course, Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, we just love her work. She has a boot camp about vaccines. Now, this is the medical issue, I would say, for a lot of reasons. The amount of pushing that they're doing, the amount of control that's here. She has open enrollment and starts the 26th of this month and goes through the 1st of next month. It's an 8-week intensive online course that then starts on October 7th. The Mastering Vaccine Info Bootcamp course and training is an 8-week intensive course, covers what you need to know to teach others about smallpox, polio, herd immunity schedules, et cetera, et cetera. So when people confront you and say, well, you know, I want to do this with my child, this course will give you the information and the ammunition, not to fight with people, but to just, you know, turn the discussion and give people things to think about. And I've had many discussions like this. I've had combative discussions. I've had constructive discussions. Constructive discussions are usually better. Combative ones make you feel better or me. But the constructive ones maybe touch people. But sometimes, you know, getting aggressive touches people too. It makes them, at least gets it in their mind, and then they hear it somewhere else. Anyway, this is what you need to know. Are you thinking about vaccines for yourself? Do you want to know about the whole comprehensive aspect of this issue? This is very important. MasteringVaccineInfo.com for more information. You can also go to Vaxtr, V-A-X-X-T-R.com, and join the list. And there's contests from Vaxtr. If you join the list, they're sending out daily quizzes. 5 people are going to win a free enrollment in this Master Vaccine course, this open enrollment, Mastering Vaccine Info course, and also you can get 50% discount on the course also. So Vaxxer.com, you can sign up. MasteringVaccineInfo.com. You know Dr. Tenpenny. We've had her on a lot. We're going to have her on again later this month. This is one of those absolutely important issues. Thomas Hume, I want to thank you, Thomas, for all you've done. I know you've been very aggressive passing out vaccine sheets, and we're working on updating our sheets because there's a lot of new, just really hard-hitting information out there, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is at the heart of it. Other specials about the Power Mall, the Silver Botanicals deodorant is the best out there. It is the best, and I've tried not all of them, but darn near all of them, and it is the best. Aluminum-free, we're going to get into that with Ray D'Amico on the other side. Sherry Rogers products, the detox cocktail. If you are not detoxing with products from the Power Mall, then ask yourself, where are you or how are you detoxing? Because there's only two causes of disease, toxicity and nutrient deficiency. That's it. So once you take care of those issues, you know, your health is going to improve greatly. The Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, the individual serving packets, the Happy Bodies Phosphatidylcholine, also on sale, the Naturally Alpha Lipoic R from Good Health, and Grown by Nature Vitamin E, the full spectrum vitamin E, all those, of course, essential that Sherry Rogers talks about. Strauss Heart Drops, you can get that. iComplex CS, you can get that on AutoShip. We have those on sale. You can lock in your price. The new product from North American Urban Spice, it's been selling good, the Collagen Plus. Remember, there's a lot of GMO sources out there. There's a lot of even fetal tissue in some of these sources. I was aghast when I heard that. You got to get a clean product like North American Urban Spice, and the interview with Cass Ingram last week was very good. Also, Cold Storm and Smooth Oregano from Strauss is available. And next time Wayne's on, we're going to talk about that in more depth. So that also is available. If you are new to the Power Mall, you haven't, or Power Hour, if you haven't listened to us before or sporadically, welcome, first of all. Secondly, we think that we know we have something that deserves your attention over at the Power Mall. Use the coupon code FIRST10 at checkout, or you can call Jay 877-817-9829 and use FIRST10 for a discount on your first order. We really appreciate you, and thank you. Buy from the good guys. You can support Amazon. You can support Jeff Bezos. You can support a lot of places out there. Support us. We ask you to. We deserve your support. 877-817-9829. Also, if you want to call in the show live with questions, 844-769-2944. If you want to listen live by telephone, 701-300-5252. Before we get to our next guest, Ray D'Amico from Silver Botanicals, which is what a great guy, fantastic product. Just love being involved with him. I want to finish the thought about Constitution today. It's also called Citizenship Day, Constitution Week. The Bill of Rights is the most important part of the Constitution, which prohibits the government from intruding into your life. The Constitution was not formed to be a perfect government. It was the most unobtrusive government that they could agree on, to where government couldn't screw up their lives of our founding fathers. Believe me, that's what they thought. That's what they knew. The Declaration of Independence is the charter of our country, despite what any lawyer, judge, whatever will ever tell you, or what they won't tell you. It is the charter of our country, and the American ideal is that you are free. God, your creator, endowed you with freedom, and that government can't intrude on it. So when you see, put that together with what you see in the world, and you see an attack on that, and the endowment, the fire, the creation, the imagination given to you by your creator is what is under attack, and governments are trying to control it, and other entities, if you want to get, you know, good versus evil, Satan versus God, or whatever, however you want to peg this, even Greek mythology talks about this. The contest is to take your will, take your imagination, take your creativity, and that God has endowed you with, and then control it and use it to build up these other purposes. I mean, now we're getting kind of esoteric. The point, when you see major political parties in this country, the Democrats, I mean, openly, I mean, pretty much every one of those candidates, every one of them, openly calling for the taking of your guns. Beto says, we're going to buy back your guns. Oh, but we're going to make you buy them back, make you sell them back. Basically, gun confiscation. The founding fathers felt like gun ownership and weapons of war in the hands of the citizens. One was the greatest way to maintain peace in our and safety in our country. We've already seen that World War II, there was no invasion in America for the, by the Japanese, because Yamamoto, who went to school in America, said that it will never work. There'll be a gun behind every blade of grass. The mere fact that we were armed to the teeth as a country has saved millions upon millions of lives in this country on that one incident alone. So I'm sorry if 20 people are killed at Walmart. I'm sorry if people are killed wherever. There is no comparison. It is a ridiculous argument. It is insane. It is short-sighted. It is stupid to say that we want to disarm because we want you to feel safe at Walmart. It is not, it is un-American on this Constitution Day that we are having now. It is ridiculous. It is traitorous. It is treacherous. And the inheritance that your founding fathers have given you, you cannot relinquish it. The ability for you to say, I want a gun, I want to arm myself, is akin to sovereignty, is akin to dominion. All of that, and your duty to be armed, is what the founding father said, is your natural right given to you by God. So I will say, like Alyssa Milano was questioning, your ability to carry a gun says more about you and your relationship to God than you could ever imagine. And I hope that gets across. And in this country, and law, and what the Democratic Party is doing and what they're calling for, now there's no hiding it. There's no hiding it. It's not a matter of opinion anymore. They are a political enemy of the American people. Today is Constitution Day. May it ever live. May it live forever. And may we please have the Bill of Rights on our refrigerator. I just have to say this on this extremely, extremely important day before we get to this other news and a great guest that we have. So God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope that you feel the endowment of your Creator and what your founding fathers gave you as an inheritance, because there is nothing like it in the world. It is the most important political document, at least in millennium. So there you go. Our next guest is Ray D'Amico. He is really a, geez, what would you call him, a mad scientist? I don't know. I don't know how some of these people come up with these things. It's remarkable. He's from Silver Botanicals. We love him. We love having them on and what they do, and it's a pleasure. Ray, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thanks, Daniel, for having me on. I agree with everything you just had to say. It really is it's one of these big issues that's happening now, and clearly, you know, there's big pushes to change the American way.
Yes, I think that's a good way to say it, isn't it? To change what America means, the American way, and you start changing these basic foundations, we won't have America anymore. Your life will change, ladies and gentlemen, if you let this go on. But anyway, let's get to deodorant, because that's important too. Let's talk about, give us a brief overview of you and working with Dean and what you guys came up with, how you came up with your Silver Botanicals deodorant.
So the Silver Botanicals deodorant basically is something that hit, there didn't seem to be any deodorants at the time that on the shelf, that seemed to work. And, so this is something a lot of people have experienced with natural deodorants, and they continue to experience, and I guess one of the things that comes to mind, in your discussion before and just about what we've done, as far as a product goes, is that there's a roller coaster ride that people are on when they use deodorants. If you go to the store, to your general grocery store, and you get an aluminum-based deodorant, and you use that, and you find that it works, and you stick with that, and, then you discover, okay, those deodorants are bad for me. You go back to the grocery store, and you look for the deodorant that's good for you, that one that doesn't have aluminum in it, say, and the various chemicals, that have been pointed out. And you go to, and maybe you select Tom's of Maine, that deodorant, which was basically acquired by Colgate-Palmolive. And they basically, on one hand, they give you their toxic deodorant. On the other hand, they give you what's called a natural deodorant, an alternative, a controlled alternative that doesn't work as well. And so maybe some people have success with the Tom's of Maine for a little while, and then they go back to their old deodorant. And so they're on this very strange kind of roller coaster of going up and down with switching between these two products, which is owned by virtually the same company. And it's a curious paradigm because you see it in so many other places, don't you, out there in the world? And so where do the alternatives actually work? Where do you break out of the paradigm of that? You know, and so the kind of product that we've brought forth is one such, but, you know, it unfortunately isn't in all your grocery stores. It isn't all over the place. So, you know, it is the kind of thing that a place like the Power Mall would carry and really nobody else. And so that's it's an interesting thing, you know, because you could correlate it to a lot of political things that are going on right now in other areas.
Well, just listening to you, I had that thought because we had the discussion with James McCanney. He was talking about controlled opposition and that even the CIA, if you talk about an issue, I mean, we're talking about CIA with deodorants. This is crazy, but it fits. The CIA will take a subject and they'll have somebody who's a talking point and putting out a certain position. Then they'll have another position that's an alternative and may have some form of truth. They may not even know that they're controlled by the CIA, but they may be supported by the CIA. They may be they're getting money filtered to them or prominence filtered to them. And so basically both parts of the argument become controlled to where there's no room for real truth or alternative ideas. It's kind of similar with your deodorant. You just said they control both sides. These big corporations control both sides. And then so where is the room for, you know, a real product that actually works? It's really fascinating how you made that connection there.
Well, yeah. So say Tom's of Maine is chugging along and they develop a good product and they build a brand that's trustworthy. And they get to a certain point where they've grown big enough that the company comes into its own and maybe they go public. And now corporations pretty much have many mechanisms built in to be purchased, acquired, hijacked, however you want to put it. But there's all kinds of mechanisms in there to diffuse power. And so, in essence, which is a double-edged sword, of course. And so then Tom's of Maine comes to a certain point where they're bought by, you know, a large conglomerate who is in essence their competition. And so they don't get rid of the Tom's brand. They keep it there. And then they, you know, certainly little things change, like their stances change on things. Like if you notice, like, for instance, something like on the matter of fluoride, for instance, in toothpaste, Tom's will offer you both. They'd be like, well, we've got toothpaste without fluoride and we've got toothpaste with fluoride. We don't really have a stance on it, whichever you want. And they kind of like, you know, it's interesting. The aims of the company slowly morph, but in essence, it's controlled. It's a controlled paradigm.
Well, no, who would have ever thought buying a deodorant would be a political act? Or it would be an act of freedom, maybe an act of liberty. Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Well,
it really is.
I mean, I never thought that this would become a form of activism. My form of activism, you know, is working on personal care products and such, you know. And all the dangers exist there. It's like, you know, we come to a point where the company gains interest and suddenly, you know, it could come to a point where, in essence, almost the same sort of scenario happens. We're aware of this, though, and we kind of are mean to avoid, you know, any such thing. We don't really want our brand to become something that just turns into one of these, falls into this paradigm. And as we see the gatekeeping, we see the mechanisms. It's very clear going into like a business endeavor how any given corporation, a business, can be taken over and the aims can change entirely.
Well, Dave's Bread, I don't know if you know anything about Dave's Bread, but I can remember.
Dave's Killer Bread?
Yeah, Dave's Killer Bread, yeah.
Yep.
They sold out, I can't remember to who, but it was a big corporation, and the guy, you know, Dave, or whoever was leading the company, I can't remember his name, but he said, I sold out, I did, I'm sorry, I felt like I had to, I felt like I had no choice. If I didn't, they have the ability and the power to bear down on me. Once they want us, if they want to destroy us, they can do that too. And so I felt, well, I don't really have another choice. I mean, really, that's what he said. I mean, this whole process is fascinating. Where Amazon comes in, where products like this, where the Power Mall comes in, where Walmart, where the rubber meets the road. And when you talk about commerce and choices and really capital freedom is at play here, and much more dramatic So again, did you think that a deodorant would be an act of liberty, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, seriously. It's really something. Well, it's not like we even meant going into it, you know, our aims were like, let's do something that's virtuous, yes, but let's also, you know, live and be well. Let's make a company that's prosperous. And then you find out, like, the depths of what you're actually contributing to society. It's like, whoa, it is weird. It's like, I didn't realize there was, in essence, all these bizarre conspiracies, I don't know, behind personal care products. You know, what they put in them.
That's right.
Who these companies are and how they control everything. And, I mean, there's just the totality of, you know, what the products on the shelf are and how they're controlled. Like, and so, yeah, it's some vector to get people, I'm convinced of it at this point in time, you know, seeing, like, knowing it from a chemical standpoint, looking at the ingredients and saying, well, where does this lead to? What are all these things? And it's just, it goes hand in hand with the explosion of cancer. It goes hand in hand with the explosion of, you know, all kinds of medical crises that we sort of see in the world. And certainly, not least here in America, you know, we're one of the most drugged nations. We're one of the most sick nations, you know. And it's kind of easy when you go and you look at the consumer landscape. It's like, well, what is it that people are consuming? What are they surrounded by in their home? And it's pretty alarming.
We only have about
five. Not educated.
We have about 5 or 6 minutes left. I apologize, but this is I didn't really mean to go here, but this is really fascinating. In 5 or 6 minutes, we have. Please quickly tell people how aluminum products-based deodorants work, why yours is different, and even why yours is superior to other natural products on there. I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I've tried all of them, but darn near, this is the best. This is one of those must-have hygiene products that I have for me. Anyway, go ahead. How aluminum products work, why yours works, how yours works, and how yours is different from natural products, others out there.
Sure thing. So the aluminum products work by basically plugging up the pores under your arms where you sweat. And you could use this aluminum anywhere, you know, and there's the same effect would happen. It makes basically these little, because aluminum sequesters moisture, and in essence, it makes these little mucus plugs in your pores. It jams you right up, and it's very mechanical in doing so. And strangely, it can lead to sweating elsewhere in your body. People who have hyperhidrosis and all this stuff, it could be because they're using aluminum product under their arms and they're blocked up the sweating that occurs there. And then it comes out other parts in your body, we're finding out. It's just yet again the depth of this nonsense. But, yeah, so the aluminum products work that way, and they also have a lot of consequences, none the least of which is a toxicity that builds up, an aluminum toxicity, you know. So, and it's also under your arms, which is your chest, and there's so many consequences with that region. And then we have a deodorant that basically avoids the aluminum, and we are really looking at controlling the real problem, which is odor. And so people don't want to smell bad, and that's really the big thing that people probably should seek out, you know, an underarm care product for. And the sweating part of it, your body will adapt and adjust pretty well. Again, if you can apply aluminum deodorant, and it actually will make you sweat elsewhere on your body. So people in time when they recondition themselves, they don't really need this thing called...
And also, hey, Ray, let me interject real quick when you say that. Sure. You may sweat other places, but your body is designed to sweat under your armpits. You got the lymph system. You got lymph nodes. You got drainage. I mean, it's important that you sweat under your armpits. Is it not? To explain that.
Yeah, this is how we cool off. This is the genius of our skin. You know, our skin is like a radiator. It's meant to adjust itself with sweat. Those little beads of sweat on your skin, they turn into a gas. And once they kind of hit the open, hot atmosphere, and then that transition into a gas pulls heat out of your body. It's I believe it's an endothermic reaction. In any case, it's the genius of God. There it is. Our skin was meant to work this way, and we're defeating it with these products because of whatever the aesthetic of sweat is thought to be, and that we're supposed to use some product to doctor the way our body works. You know, so it's that kind of insanity. But in the end, if you actually don't use these products, you really don't have a sweating problem. Most people will never experience hyperhidrosis if they probably, you know, got most of these things in line in their lives, not least of which personal care products use.
All right, Ray, how is yours different? We only have a couple minutes. How is yours work? How is yours different?
Ours works with colloidal silver and essential oils and all natural formulation, and it's something that really knocks out that odor at once. So you can put on, it'll remove existing odor, and you can put it on at the beginning of the day and you will not smell all day long. So it works very well. And it's all natural, and this is the thing. It came after 50-some-odd formulations that we arrived at this formula. And so we've been slowly evolving over time, too, to be more compatible with people's skin. So we have got three different formulas. We have sensitive skin formulas for all those transitioning and those who may have any kind of sensitivities. And then we have our original formula, which is the strongest, and it really works. And this is a product that comes out of Texas, too, so we definitely know heat. So it works. You know, you can do yard work, athletics. It continues to work. That's really the thing that we always hear the comments about, and I know it's true because boy.
When people use this, they may go through almost like a detox period, or like, oh, this isn't working. But it's almost like your body's got to get rid of all that plugged up. Explain that super quick.
So yes, the roller coaster ad I was alluding to earlier is just this. It's like, so you use the aluminum-based products, the toxic products, and there comes a point where this stuff begins to push its way out, and you begin to smell worse, or you begin to experience agitation, irritation, or rashes, and then people go running back to their old product. Like, you know, you couldn't name any of them. And they'll go back to their aluminum product, and then they can never get away from it. It's a physical addiction happens with the aluminum-based products. And so
what should they do? Just stay off it a while, and then their body will kind of will correct itself, or what?
Yes, give it some time, stick with it, just avoid the other stuff,
okay. And,
you know, modulate your use of another deodorant, hopefully ours.
There you go. Well, I'm convinced. I love it, and it's one of the things I love about the Power Mall. Products like this, but people like this also. Ray, it's a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. God bless you. Till next time.
Thank you so much for supporting us, Daniel.
Absolutely. Catherine Austin Fitz on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.